Mackey Motors pregame show here on Kick 106.7. Again, find new roads at Mackey Motors in Lake City and check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Let's talk Carroll Tiger football. They're up here in Sioux City to take on Bishop Heelan. Joining us right now, head coach Craig Rowetter. And coach, tell you what, not always a fun trip up here to Sioux City, but glad to see you guys up here and ready to roll here tonight. Appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, thanks. It's actually one of our shorter bus rides, so believe it or not.
Yeah, it used to be one of the long ones. Now it's probably one of the favorite ones because it's one of the shorter trips.
Yeah.
Coach Heelan coming in, getting their first win last week. Let's start with there. You guys handled Boyden Hall Rock Valley last week. Heelan goes out, knocks off MOC Floyd Valley, who, along with you guys, look like maybe the co-favorites in the district. So probably grabbed everybody's attention a little bit with that 7-6 win last week.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, they put some teams on notice. Looking on film, they've gotten better every week. You know, they started with a tough non-district schedule, and it's always one thing. As coaches, it's kind of easier to pick out, you know, when teams are, you know, you can tell that they're close, just not quite there in the win column. And sometimes your players or fans can think, they're 0-0 and whatever, they're not very good. But Heelan's gotten a lot better, you know, especially week three to four, and then 4-5. They're kind of clicking on all cylinders right now.
Has it been the run game, or has the pass game come on for them offensively? I know they only put 7 on the board last week, but where are they starting to move the football some?
Yeah, they're kind of starting to establish a run game. And then once they get your safeties having to come up, you know, it's a little bit similar to what we do. Once you get too many safeties up in the box, then they're going to hit you for a big play over the top. But they've definitely established a run game lately, and that's helped set them up for success in the passing game as well.
Isaiah Favors seems to be the guy that makes that run game click a little bit. The Olsen kid also in there carries-wise, but only averaging about 2.4 yards per carry. What is it with the Favors kid? What type of a running back is he?
You know, he's quick kid, fast kid between the tackles. They kind of run the like a quarterback read type, you know, going to make you make a decision on, are you going to go after the running back or the quarterback? So that's kind of what they've been get to. But they can get the edge, you know, too, on their jet sweep with them. And, you know, they also have the Watts kid that's always dangerous whenever he touches the ball. So that's kind of been the focus anyway, is between the tackles with the running game.
You mentioned Sir Brandon Watts, their leading receiver, but Cannon Bork and George also, some talented-looking receivers that get the ball quite frequently. How do they use those guys in the pass game?
You know, they do a lot of vertical to stretch out. And again, they got kind of the traditional Heelan size with their tight end. And you know, and again, the Watts kid is as fast as anybody we got. So we'll have to, you know, kind of know where he is at all times and not get our eyes in the backfield and make sure that we're doing our coverage responsibilities first in the secondary.
You guys have been really good at getting pressure, not just in the pass game, but in the run game as well. What do you do with the guys up front? How do you get that pressure again this week?
Oh, we just, I mean, sounds cliche, but we do what we do. you know, they hold down Colton Whelan and Travis Schroeder when they kind of rotate in at that nose position, and they try to make life miserable on the center. And then you kind of have your ends with Dominic Sims and Austin Zegas. Kind of, you know, we do a nice job, I think, of mixing it up as far as where they're coming from. And then with the 5 linebackers, there's always one or two, you know, those guys supplying a little bit of pressure too. So just trying not to be too predictable where we're coming from, but we always will be bringing some pressure.
For you guys, it starts up front both sides of the ball, but offensively your run game's been so good, and a lot of times those guys you know, don't see contact until they're 3-4 yards down the field, which is what you want, 4 or 5 yards per rushing attempt. Coach, how's the matchup look up front? You mentioned Heelan's got some size on the offensive side of the ball. I imagine fairly decent size defensively as well.
Yeah, and they're pretty aggressive up front. I mean, they kind of – actually, they remind me a lot of Boyden Hall Rock Valley as far as the physicality and aggressiveness they have up front on their front three. They kind of run 3-4 defense, and those front three, interior three, down linemen, you know, they're as good as we've seen this year. So we'll have to definitely make sure we handle first level first, and then 55, that Mike linebacker, the Fitzsimmons kid, he is a hammer. If you watch him on film or you see him at the game, that's what an all-district linebacker looks like. He's definitely going to be somebody that we got to account for all game long.
Coach, with the three guys you have in the backfield, Jack White, Cooper, and Reese, Jack showing last week on that option that, or maybe 2 weeks ago, I think that was, on that option that he's got that ability to get to the edge and take it to the house. If they're coming pressure up the middle, do you guys use the edges like you did last week?
Yeah, it's no different than, the previous weeks. If they, you know, if they're showing some edge, which they do, if they are bringing stuff off the edge, then we'll, you know, try to hit stuff up the middle. And if they want to bring that inside pressure, and if we're having some, you know, issues with, because they will pinch down on the inside and make you try to bounce to the outside. But, you know, we kind of showed a little bit of that last week, that we're comfortable going that route if we need to.
With this being Helan, any concern with the guys, you know, maybe looking past? I doubt with the win last week for them over MOC Floyd Valley, but just that Helan name, there's always been a rivalry a little bit between Carroll and Helan.
Yeah, it's kind of been a little while since outside of last year, obviously, that we played them. We haven't been on the right side of the scoreboard too many times against them. I think last year might have been only the second time since I've been here anyway that we won that game. So, you know, more so maybe in the coaches and the players, but I think, you know, we're prepared and ready to go. And, you know, it doesn't really matter who we're playing. We just kind of, we take the same approach each week and prepare them the same. And so I think, you know, this week shouldn't be any different.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here on the Mackey Motors at pregame show. I know the guys are going to be looking forward to catching up with you with the scoreboard show after the game, and I'll look forward to talking with you as well tomorrow morning for the MC Country Cafe Coaches Show. Appreciate you joining us. Best of luck coming up later on tonight.
Sounds good, Jeff. Thank you, and go Tigers.
Head Coach Craig Rowetter again joining us here on the Mackey Motors pregame show. Find new roads at MackeyMotors.com and check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Back with more of the Mackey Motors pregame, Nick Brinks, Terry Kaspabauer. They're set to take over coverage coming up next here on Kick 106.7.